Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Sofa King podcast, where we discuss popular culture, current events, and shit we like to talk about. This week is episode 3, and as always, we are your hosts, Brad, Brent, and Dave. On today's cast, we talk about two different things. First, news stories. Many of you check the headlines on your computers or phones over breakfast coffee, and I hear tell that some folks still read newspapers that are printed on papyrus. If so, you know that some of the best news stories are just plain stupid, and today we look at some of our favorite stupid, funny, quirky, or odd news that comes from recent news feeds, and we play a game called News or Bullshit. Second, our topic is DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, which was established in 1958. It has quite simply changed our world, probably more than any other government agency. Its inventions include the internet, sorry Al Gore, global positioning systems, and Saturn V rockets. It encounters no governmental red tape or bureaucratic rules and can invest and invent with impunity. What is behind this strange organization? How do they operate? And most importantly, what have they invented and what will the consequences be? So put in those earbuds, crank up the treadmill, and get ready to listen to the thoughts of three madmen. And Brad, drop that funky intro.
Please, read from sheets. I am. Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am. Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
Not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King. With retard.
You say funny things.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Not much.
You guys waking up.
Get your coffee. I did. You got your coffee and your Red Bull so you can bounce around like a tweaker?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Wouldn't have it any other way. So I'd like to start off this episode with thanking my fans out there. They've been very generous to me. I've been getting a lot of feedback, and I just want to say I love you guys, and we'll have sex if we ever meet.
Does that apply to everyone?
Everyone. Wow. They're my fans.
How gracious of you.
When it comes to my fans, I'm asexual.
Interesting.
So,
wait, aren't you bisexual?
Asexual is different, I think. That just means you could be a man or a woman, like
no,
a frog or something.
Right? No, you're misunderstanding me. I'm asexual.
Oh, that does make sense. I'd like to give a shout out to some show fans, but I won't want to be asexual.
Okay, that's fine. You don't have to be like me.
No.
That's what makes the show great. We're different.
We
I'm white.
Different.
You're black.
You have tattoos.
You have red hair. I don't.
That's true. I don't have.
I'm feeling left out over here. But.
Well, fucking chime in.
Yeah, dick.
Wow, I'm included now.
Yeah. Watch what you wish for.
Okay.
We do want to give a shout out to our listener, Patrick, for making some comments on the Sofa King website at sofakingpodcast.com. We want to give some shout outs to some of our listeners for giving us some positive reviews on iTunes. April Day 25, Jay Regan 1760, and Jay Cooper 1582. And this week, as every week, we're giving out a swag bag for the person who helped us the most online. And this week, the person is Erica Fisher. She posted on the Sofa King Facebook page and gave us a topic suggestion that we're actually using for the second half today. She posted with a couple of different news stories, and she's been a very active member of our social media. If you want a shout out and if you want to win a potential swag bag, join us on the conversation. If you like us, go to Facebook, go to the website, make some posts, read some blogs, make some noise.
Yep. And it really helps us if you go to iTunes, leave a review. You don't have to write anything, just leave us a review. If it's 1 stars, 5 stars, whatever it is, give it to us. And you know, we have thousands of fans, and you know, we wish we could shout out everybody, but it gets a little hard. Most of them are my fans, so that's why I just did a big shout out.
Right.
Yeah, if it's 1 star, just go make a Hot Pocket or something. Don't bother.
Yeah, just don't listen to us anymore. Don't fuck with us.
And the final thing we want to do is give a shout out to our sponsors, Red Ridge Beard Company, for giving us some really cool stuff to give out in our swag bags. Bakersfield Skate Company for doing the same, and Digital Creations in Bakersfield, California for helping us print out a lot of the swag that has Sofa King merchandising on it. So if you like any of us or our merchandise, check out Red Ridge Beard Company, Bako Skate Co., and Digital Creations. You can find all of them on Facebook and like them and love them and buy their stuff.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Sounds good. So are we going to get into today's news?
We are.
We looked up some news stories, funny, interesting, and whatnot. The internet was a vast pool of information, as always, and it was daunting. But I did manage to pull up a 22-year-old woman named Keisha that is addicted to the taste of dirty diapers.
What race is she?
She's of Dave Keisha? Ethnic fully. Dave's half so you're ethnic, saying, she's fully ethnic.
You're saying she's a black woman.
She's Canadian. It's safer
That's
to say
different.
That.
That's,
yeah, she's no, Canadian. She's Canadian. I'm kidding. That's my joke.
Oh, okay.
No, she's black. But yeah, she loves dirty diapers, chewing on them, sucking on them, and smelling them. Urine specifically is her flavor. In the past 2 years since developing the issue, she has chewed on, smelled, and sucked. And I'm not kidding. I checked this with multiple sources. 25,000 diapers, to the point of if she doesn't have diapers because she is married and they're trying to stop it. She was on My Strange Addiction, which if you've never watched that show,
I have.
It's something that's
Oh, is that the one that the chick eats toilet paper?
They eat toilet paper, my like God. Chalk, like all kinds of...
This is why I don't watch TV. Ladies and gentlemen,
it's rough. Well, she even pulls them out of the trash, and I tried to figure out.
Now, you're surprised at the trash angle.
Well,
she's sucking on a dirty diaper, and you're worried that there was like a fucking banana peel on top of it.
If it's your dog, no, I'm saying like if it's your kid's diaper, maybe that's less gross. I don't know.
Oh, she's pulling out random.
That's what
other
I'm saying.
People's
See?
Diapers
yeah,
from
it's
the
different.
Trash.
It is different for some reason. It doesn't show her having kids. I didn't watch the My Strange Addiction episode. All I could find was the short tidbits about it. I couldn't find the episode. But there was a short video interviewing her, and she was smelling it and chewing on it, and her husband was fighting with her about it. But she even takes it in the kitchen and does it while she's cooking dinner.
Ooh.
And says that the taste and the smell is amazing, but it has to be urine-specific, and she really likes the ones that are heavy. Because
that's lots
of the squeezability of it, apparently.
So what she's done, in my honest opinion, is taken on the water conservation ahead of schedule. She's been doing this. Ooh. So, I actually applaud her. That's, she took my tips and ran with them. Obviously, she's a fan of the show. She likes me.
Yeah, we'll have to find her on Instagram and send her some diapers.
We'll give her a shout out.
So
Keisha.
If you could, change your brain to think something tasted or smelled good that was otherwise wretched, would you want to do it? If you could flip a switch to where you didn't think a dirty diaper was disgusting but actually smelled pleasant?
I think yes, because that's kind of the whole battle of health and weight. Things that taste good, like chocolate cake or something, are generally not going to be the good thing to eat. So if you could, I like broccoli, but I couldn't eat as much broccoli as I could pizza. So if somehow I could love broccoli and chicken and brown rice as much as I love pizza, then the answer is yes.
I was going to say the same thing, that if I could like vegetables better, I eat vegetables, but if I could like them more,
pickles
it would work to our advantage. I like the big pickles in the sacks that come in.
You know, there's a crazy thing you can get. It's some kind of berry from Africa. I can't remember what it's called. Yeah, and you eat it, and for 30 minutes to an hour after eating it, it flips the flavor table. Like things like sauerkraut and lemons and pickles, they taste amazing and sweet.
Yeah, and people have tasting parties.
Yeah,
where
they'll
buy it. I know you can
okay,
find
so
it on.
What berry did she eat to make her fucking want to eat diapers? Want to
eat poop?
I don't know.
So maybe we should, because people have tasting parties. They call it the miracle berry. We should get some miracle berries and have a tasting party. And it should include a urine-soaked diaper.
See who finds it tasty.
Nope.
I'll volunteer to piss in the diaper.
So
I'll
that's
volunteer
that
to
one.
Poop right. in the diaper, and then that leaves Brent to taste it.
Sounds good to me.
So we all play a part, Brent.
He's smiling.
Well, yeah, take one for the team, apparently.
I guess
but
so.
I was hoping it wasn't poop diaper. The other one's a short story, not crazy funny. I mean, it's hard to follow. I probably shouldn't have led with the dirty diaper chewer. But
no, I believe you should have.
Got to open strong.
Yeah.
In Scotland, in Glasgow, Scotland, there was a traffic stoppage because a border collie drove a tractor onto the highway and stopped traffic. A farmer was out using his tractor, didn't set the e-brake. Border collies are really smart, and it did something on the dash, and the tractor took off, plowed through a couple fences. The farmer was trying to chase him, couldn't catch it, and it ended up on the highway, and the border collie was essentially driving a tractor and causing a traffic jam.
And this is in Scotland, where the dogs are smarter than people, I assume.
Dude, I have a border collie. Our last border collie.
I know.
Yeah.
She's smart.
Yeah, they're amazing. Like, she turned off lights.
Yeah.
I mean, she could identify multiple things. I think
drove tractors over fences?
None of that, but she could climb ladders and whatnot. Like,
My fascination with this story is that I don't think I could drive a tractor. Like, if you put me in a tractor, I would have no idea what gear did what or how to make it go forward.
I think it was like a little more of the coincidence. Like,
it's probably an automatic or something. You know, they have the tractors.
I'm sure it wasn't
themselves.
Pressing a clutch or anything like that. I think it was just like, you know, the green button was go and the dog pawed it and it went. I don't think he was up there steering and, you know, doing any physical work. He was along for the ride. He just got the party started and then ended up on the freeway. So
now that's pretty awesome.
It is pretty cool. And then the last one that I looked up, I just thought was really interesting. Since Dave had admitted to us last podcast about the drought that he takes showers every other day to conserve water, there's a man in a that lives in a hole in a, next to a village in southern Iran. And he hasn't showered in 60 years because he thinks that water will make him sick. And he is so dirty that if he sits still, he kind of just looks like a rock or a bush or something. It's really weird. Like, he's dirt colored, except for like maybe around his eyes where maybe he wipes his eyes or something. But he is so disgustingly gross. He literally blends into the terrain and lives in a hole.
So at some point, I have to ask, you know, 60 years of not masturbating because, or does he just have clothes on?
He might.
Does he masturbate? Like, does he have like rock hands?
His hands do look pretty gross. He looks, yeah, like that thing, the rock biter, rock eater from Neverending Story. He's like, he looks very hard lined. Yeah,
masturbating with a drill bit.
Well, the crazy thing is we're all killing ourselves trying to eat healthy and take vitamins, and this dude is just thriving at 80 in a hole in Iran, you know what I mean, and not taking a shower. And the extra addition is not only does he despise cleanliness, it translates to his food and his diet. He will only drink dirty water and rotten meat. Specifically, his favorite meal is dead and rotten porcupines. Apparently, there's abundance of those there. It sounds like a difficult meal,
so
right? You have to find a dead porcupine, which is dangerous to try to eat, and it's rotten.
Okay, I'm with Keisha on this one. I'd rather eat a dirty piss diaper.
I was going to say, maybe is that Keisha's husband? Do they have a...
So, and then the other thing he does, these are some crazy things. Like, so he eats dead porcupines. He drinks 5 liters of water a day. He does have that as a practice that's a constant, but it's only dirty water that he drinks out of a giant rusty bucket. It's all,
wow.
He fills that bucket and drinks it. He smokes 5 cigarettes at a time. He smokes, but it's always 5 cigarettes at a time, like a harmonica. Like, it looks crazy. Like, there's a bunch of pictures online.
So this guy's like a well-oiled machine, this guy.
And thriving in health. But I think the topper that I found, he doesn't cut his hair. He burns it over an open flame.
Well, who hasn't done
yeah.
that?
And then
my question is, what doctor is saying this guy is in thriving help?
He's 80.
I know, but he could be 80 in poor health. I mean,
is it a doctor who lives in a...
People smoke all you know, their whole life and have lungs like catcher's mitts and are still alive. Doesn't mean they're in great health.
All right. Well, maybe he's not running marathons, but he's still with us. But the last thing, the craziest part that I saved on this story is his favorite smoking other than cigarettes is he finds animal dung and feces and packs a crude pipe and smokes shit.
So
you put shit in Google and these are the stories that came up.
I did.
Well, first off, I don't know that we need the adjective crude with pipe. I suspect really if you live in a hole and you're smoking animal shit, you're using a crude pipe. You don't have like a fancy carved. That's
already suspect. Yeah. It wasn't like a 3-foot color changing $160 glass piece or anything.
No, no. It was pretty much a dead porcupine skull.
Yeah, it's bad. But yeah, you guys should look that up just to see the guy, if nothing else, and his harmonica cigarette methods.
Right, and the thing that I get curious about with all of this, we talked last week with police shootings and we looked at the fact that the media sort of distorts things in order to get ratings. And it really troubles me on a deep level that I can genuinely do a news search with a major news search engine and find these stories as if they're news.
Yeah. Right. It's pretty bad.
That was on NPR and stuff too. Yeah. There was like reputable sites.
Yeah. Wow. So that leads me into news or bullshit. So I have some news stories that I found and I thought they were interesting. Go ahead and keep score because this is going to be a tally here.
How do we play news or bullshit?
News or bullshit goes like this. I have news stories. Some of them are real. Some of them are fake. I'm going to read the news story. You have to decide whether it's real or fake, and you get a point if you're right, and you don't if you get it wrong. So the only thing I have that I didn't decide is what will be the consequence of losing.
Mm.
So this is between Dave and Brent, and myself, Brad, has the news story. So I'm going to be reading them, and what's going to be the I really want the loser to get punched, and we videotape it and put it on our website.
I think you're on the wrong podcast.
Yeah. I mean, we are in the right Fight Club basement.
This is the Fight Club studios. So, what's agreeable to you guys?
I would argue something far more tame. I would say whoever loses has to do the sponsor shout outs at the end of the show and close the show as Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I don't have an impression of that.
It doesn't matter. So, man, can you agree to that? You don't know if you're going to lose or win, though. I mean, you can win.
That just gives you extra incentive to win.
You guys rigged this shit, and I'm going to lose. That's what's up.
How did we rig it? I have no – I am as in the dark as you are.
Solid answer. Technology. I don't know. Emails, texts behind my back. I'm a conspiracy theorist.
All right, so Brent agrees, and we're starting. All right,
is there another impression? Bill Cosby, perhaps.
I'll just roll with it, man, I guess.
Okay. Arnold Schwarzenegger, our beloved governor.
Okay.
That's the whoever loses.
By the way.
It's just so dated.
He'll always be my governor.
Yep.
All right, let's hear these questions.
The headlines?
This is just the headlines. Okay. And if you need to debate over if you think it's real or not, you can do that.
What if we agree?
Then if you agree and you get it right, you both get a point.
Okay.
So at the end, it could be you both doing the Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions.
All right.
First one, Nancy Pelosi attacks Obamacare with West African dictators on Facebook.
I think that's true.
Read that. That's complex. I got to chew on that. Read that again.
Nancy Pelosi, you know who Nancy Pelosi is, attacks Obamacare with West African dictators on Facebook.
Yeah, that sounds pretty fantastic. I'm gonna have to go with true.
So you're both true.
We're both true,
and you're both fucking wrong.
Really? That sounds so official.
That does. That's a good. We're in trouble. That was a really good headline. Shit,
you guys are wrong.
That was good. All right.
All right. The next one is Australia recalls counterfeit condoms sold through Groupon.
I think I'm gonna say true. Like every time, I feel like that.
That could be a strategy. I mean, you're going to lose half the time.
I'm going to say false to that one.
I'm going to pull Scantron on this.
I have – my problem isn't with the counterfeit condoms. It's with Groupon.
Like, that Groupon doesn't exist in Australia or something?
No, I don't know. It's just a detail that throws me
off. All right. So Brent's with true and Dave's with false?
Yes.
And that one is true.
Damn it. Curses, Groupon. I knew you were lame in the first place, but now you have false condoms.
All right. They were counterfeit.
Meaning what?
The next
just
one.
Weren't
yeah,
really,
what?
Yeah, that, I don't
they're
know.
They're not Trojan?
They're Brojan. Yeah, they were counterfeit condoms somehow. I have no idea if they were packaged with a different name or whatever.
Oh, that must, it must just be they called them Trojan or not, yeah, or something. Yeah.
So, all right. The next one is thief sneaks ice cream cooler past sleeping gas station attendant. So the gas station attendant was apparently asleep and somebody fucking stole an ice cream cooler.
I'm going true again.
The La Rosa cart.
I'm gonna go true on that one as well.
Both of you true?
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay.
That is a real one.
My brother worked in a convenience store in Ann Arbor, right, Michigan, and would sleep all the time and people would steal all kinds of shit.
That makes sense to you. So yeah. All right, the next one. Man assaults roommate over iPhone versus Android argument.
True.
True, that happened. I read that.
Oh, you fuckers.
Yeah. I didn't read that, but that right, just
yeah,
happened.
That is true.
That right, had to have happened.
True. All right.
So right now we're at Brent 3, Dave 2.
All right. So the next one is
You're not even writing my score down.
You're writing your score.
What kind of jack move? No, you have a D on your paper.
I know.
And there was nothing under it.
Well, and then he just wrote it.
And you're
things,
accusing me of cheating.
Hmm. All right. So the next one is conservationists attempt to get a head start on Mars. It's just the headline. Conservationists attempt to get a head start on Mars.
I got to go false on that one.
I feel like anything that sounds official, Brad's probably lying. That's trying to be my strategy, but I can clearly not choose the wine in front of me. True.
True? That false. One is false.
False.
Fuck, I'm caught up. So
3-3. It's 3-3. How many more do we have? A good chunk?
Yeah, there's a few. Okay. All right. Dave's checking it out now. All right. The next one is new free range slaughterhouse allows cows to roam freely on killing floor.
Oh God, that's so confusing and awful. I have to say true.
Yeah, so it's a free range slaughterhouse that allows cows to roam freely on the killing floor.
I'm gonna say true.
So you're both going true.
True.
You're both fucking wrong.
Okay.
Man, that one is fake.
I'm glad. I've never been gladder for a fake news headline.
All right. Next one is Florida cop. And this is his quote.
True. I'm locking my answer
right,
in.
Fuck,
Florida
wow,
cop.
Right.
Whatever Florida the fuck this guy said. It actually happened because fuck Florida.
All right.
So I think I'm already locking in.
Florida cop. And this is his quote. This crack is not for me. It's for my wife.
I'm going to say yes, because I happen to know that at one point, like the entire Miami Police Department got like shut down, like the whole graduating class from 1 year got like indicted from fucking internal affairs and got shut down. I'm saying yes.
Okay. That one is true.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to say I have issues with Florida. This week, someone posted a video on Facebook of what would happen globally if all of the ice melted on the planet, and you watch all these cities like dissolve, and you're like, oh, fuck, that city's gone too. That city's gone too. And then towards the very end of the video, all of Florida disappeared. And I was like, well, that's not so bad then. You know,
wow.
We lose London, New York, but if Florida's gone, I think it's a worthy trade.
All right. So the next one is Chinese citizens grateful to not have access to all of the internet. This is an international headline. Chinese citizens are grateful to not have access to all of the internet.
I'm thinking maybe you read that. Maybe it's supposed to be true, but it's Chinese propaganda to make us think that their citizens are okay about what they're doing.
So was this printed in a real publication or is it made up? That's the only okay, thing you have to decide.
Okay.
So it could be propaganda.
There's your word for the podcast. It propaganda? Just happened.
Propaganda.
That's my favorite type of orange juice.
Propaganda.
Propaganda.
New so orange. It just has like some kind of like propaganda quote at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
It's by Tropicana. Propaganda.
Propaganda, baby.
I'm making
so that. What do you think? Is that true or
Chinese
false?
Citizens.
I'm going to say that that was a real headline, but I real believe headline. That it's fake.
I'm saying false just because Brent said it was true.
Okay. And it is false.
Nice. Growing closer to this shit.
5-4, baby. I'm in the lead.
All right. The next one is death row guard has always had a soft spot for the innocent ones. Headline.
False.
Dave's calling it fake.
I'm calling it fake.
True.
And Brent's going to go with true. And the correct answer is false.
Fuck. God, I told you guys. You guys made it look like it. Like I'm... Like we I had a chance.
We made him. We knew exactly what he was going to answer on certain ones.
I'm going to have to go look them all back up to see. I'm going to listen to this and look them up because you're just like waiting right, until here, the end here, and looking at David and asking what the score is.
All right, here's the next one. One cow, five mouths, 10 lips.
That's a headline?
That is a headline. One cow, five mouths, 10 lips. Or is it a headline? Could that be true?
Man.
Could that not be true? What do you think?
True. I'm saying true.
I'm saying true.
You're going to go both with yeah. true?
Yeah. It doesn't help me because I can't win if you say true.
Just keep answering the same thing he is. That's true.
You could totally do that and you would win.
That's true.
That is true.
That's true.
What the hell was the story about?
It was.
He didn't read it. He just needed a crazy.
No, headline. It was a morphed. It was like a morphed cow. Like it was fucked up.
Oh, the cow had
the cow had
one mouth, one cow with five mouths and 10 lips. Yeah,
I thought it was more like five people eating a cow.
No, that's where I was going with that.
Yeesh. All right, the next one. You guys got the score?
Yeah.
All right. Would be burglar sidetracked by tater tots.
Ooh, would be burglar.
I'm saying true, and Dave, you're on your own with your score because I keep only paying attention to mine.
I don't give a fuck about you, Dave.
I'm gonna. Oh, I haven't been paying attention to you either. I'm gonna say because I love a good tater tot. I'm gonna like I could see myself like being someplace and robbing something, holy and shit, then like tots. Seeing fresh tater tots and being like, "Well, fuck, I could just eat a couple of them and then take the you're Blu-ray
like
the, player."
You're like the reverse Goldilocks. Yeah. Big black bear enters house and eats tater tots.
Are just right.
These tater tots are. This one's too hot. This one's too cold. These motherfuckers are just right. Bam! I'm arrested.
Yeah. Well, I gotta go true on that.
That is true. That is true.
Okay. How many more do we have?
Just a couple more.
Okay. Because right now we're
you said six, 2 minutes, seven. 5 minutes ago, just so you know.
I just said a couple more. I didn't say anything. All right. Mellowing jihadist, not as enraged at Western culture as he used to be.
Are the fake ones you made up, or did you just tweak a line? Can I ask that?
No. They're made up. They're totally fake.
Just fake made up.
They're fake, yeah.
I don't think you would say jihadist. Like, I don't think you would look that up. I think I'm going to say that's fake. It's bullshit.
I'm gonna go true on that one.
You're going to go true? The answer is fake. It is bullshit.
It's a tie. We're tied, ladies and gentlemen. It's right. A fucking photo finish. It's like WrestleMania.
Busch Gardens unveils its new 20-mile-long endurance coaster.
Is that in Florida?
It is, I don't know where it's at actually. I just seen the headline and thought it was funny.
Busch Gardens is in Florida and fuck Florida. And since that's the stupidest thing I've heard, I'm going to say it's true.
I have to say true too.
That one's false.
Okay. I suspect that it would matter. Be.
Yeah, that doesn't even affect
right. We're still tied.
All right, tied. All right. Alec Baldwin arrested for driving drunk with dogs.
Was he in Scotland on a tractor?
That guy was chasing the tractor. This is Alec Baldwin, who we all know.
Well, we haven't heard anything from Alec Baldwin in a while.
And he's the main Baldwin, right?
He's the thinner, younger.
Yeah, the better Baldwin.
Brad would say handsomer.
So he's not the main Baldwin. He's a secondary Baldwin. Who's the main Baldwin?
He's not the heavier one.
No.
Who's the one in Third Rock? That's Alec
Baldwin. That's Alec Baldwin.
Okay. Oh, that is?
I think so.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, then I'm fucked. I don't know. I was wrong, yeah.
So Alec Baldwin arrested for driving drunk with dogs.
I'm going to say false. I would have heard that.
I didn't hear anything about that either. And I just saw him on something and I think that would be like a common joke. So I'm saying false.
That is false.
Okay.
All right. Let me sift through here. Man arrested for urinating in a hotel ice machine.
True.
It goes with true. Right off the bat. It sounds like he's done
that before. It's
very
plausible.
It is plausible.
I'm going to go with false. I think you're throwing one at us.
False. Sounds like. No, I'm just saying. You're saying false.
I'm saying false.
Calm the fuck down.
I want to win.
That really happened. It was true.
Boom. Game over. That was tiebreaker. It's over. Let's stop. We got to talk about DARPA.
Yeah, I think that was the last one.
That was the last one? Yeah, it was. Son of a bitch.
Thank God. Good thing you have a good Arnie impression.
Dave is doing Arnold
For the closing.
For the closing.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
It's a good thing because all I got is like, wah, 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 wah.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah,
that's,
it would just be that for 2 minutes.
Is the other stuff you got, the people who hate Americans?
Yeah, while I was doing my news research, I went into the news feeds and did a search, and I, of course, found breaking news, something that we should all be aware of, which is 21 things British people hate about Americans. And
which is funny because nobody gives a shit about British people.
But the best is their tweets. They're not. It's not actually a news story, even though I searched for a news story. Welcome to the state of news in 2015. But it's a list of tweets from people. I won't read all 21, but I'll highlight some of the keys. So I'll read the things. These are the top 21 things British people hate about Americans.
I think ranch dressing's involved somewhere in there. Nothing.
No, there's
that's
no
an American thing for sure. There it is.
First one by Lyco. I still hate, implying it's been going on for a while. I still hate how Americans call trousers pants. It's wrong.
Fuck you, they're pants.
I mean, your language isn't wrong, but it is a weird thing where we speak English, they speak English, their English was first, though.
Yeah, but they call trucks trolleys and shit or whatever.
Lorries. Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. Got trucks.
Trolley.
So they got fucking female trucks. Get them fucking trucks out of here.
Have you ever called them trousers?
No.
No. I've said it before.
I think the bigger argument is a pair of pants.
Yeah, that bugs me.
It's one
Why
thing,
is it a
yeah.
pair?
Yep. I don't know. It's weird.
It implies at some point each leg time, gets its own pant.
Like at mm-hmm. some point in time, maybe you had to like lace two sides together, like at your ass and crotch. Like
it is.
You put them on one at a time and then laced them in the middle. And it was a pair of pants.
Yeah, but it is a pant leg.
It's not a pair of shirt.
You're right.
Yeah, so, but not a pair of shirt.
I don't know.
Same thing.
I guess they don't say tomato. They don't say a pair of trousers. Maybe
Tropicana.
They're onto something.
Oh, they don't say a pair of trousers?
No, they just say trousers.
Oh, I might have to give them some credit on that. They were first, but I think that if it's an official word in our language, it's not wrong.
Let's move on.
Yeah,
Brent hates Americans.
Yeah, okay.
America.
I hate, this is from Brendan Livesy. I hate it when Americans say, way to go.
Well, way to go, Brendan Livesy, you dick. You know what I hate? You know what I hate about British people? Their fucked up teeth. That's what I fucking hate.
That's not on here at all.
Mm-mm. No, nor is it nice. Man.
You're
soft. I know.
Okay, I think this just sums up the chunk that we've been discussing here, the language issue. So hopefully this will be our last language one. Liam and 69 others writes, why can't Americans just use the same words as us? ! And this is where it gets good and proper British. I hate telling someone I feel sick and they think I have flu. No, I just might chunder.
The fuck is that?
Yeah. No, we don't even know. There's no resolution to that comment.
No, that's just, that's the.
We just speak a different language.
Why can't Americans just use the same words as us? I hate telling someone I feel sick and they think I have flu. No, I just might chunder.
I'm going to have to look up chunder when I get home. Yeah, I don't know.
I think that guy's a retard.
I thought that was last week.
I can say whatever. I
got a whole arsenal.
I can say whatever the fuck I want.
That's true. And you do.
I do. Well, you know, the funny fact about the British, nobody gives a fuck about them. So that's right.
They are our largest ally in the world, however.
Yeah, but what they don't do anything. Like, I'd rather go to war with one of our enemies, like on our side and hoping that they don't backstab us than those pussies. It's like the Canadians. Man. We're allies with them and they have done nothing.
There weren't all our international fans. Well, not all of them, but a lot of them. The only ones that spoke our language, sort of.
They were the only two people.
What I really mean is I just chunder.
I hate Americans, says Sean Ogden. Why the fuck do they call muffins biscuits?
What? Do we call muffins biscuits?
Are we backwards?
Oh, like our biscuits are their muffins? What are their muffins? What do they call them?
I know their biscuits are like our cookies.
Yeah.
So apparently our biscuits are their muffins.
Maybe just all biscuits are biscuits to them. Like muffins are biscuits and they call like vagina biscuits.
I'm going to eat the biscuit.
No, they have muffins, but we call them biscuits. But then they have biscuits, but we call them cookies.
Why are they so confusing?
What you call the future, we call the past, so you're way behind.
Maybe.
It's all confusing.
Why do Americans in TV and film always sit on the bonnet of a car for a chat? I've never sat on a car, starting to feel like I'm missing out.
Sounds like they're listening or watching 70s movies or something. Do they mention bell bottoms in that?
I read that this morning and I've been trying to rack my brains for a scene with people sitting on a car.
That was like
and
the
50s. I can't really think of one.
Yeah, when the car wouldn't bend and you could sit on a bumper because it was all made out of metal.
Yeah. Now it's just going to put a
big ass tin
in
it. Is a bonnet a bumper?
I think they mean sitting on the hood with your feet on the bumper.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I'm picturing. Like Wayne's World. That's what they're judging.
Yeah, they're watching Grease and Dukes of Hazzard still.
Something.
Okay, here's one. We've only got a couple left here. This one's in all caps, and it's by Malia Tate.
He's angry.
Why do Americans always use the red cups?
Oh, the solo cups. He must have heard that song.
What song?
Toby.
The country song.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You don't need to.
Yeah, you're better off not of hurting it.
He's not as good as he once was. That's a Toby Keith joke for somebody out there.
And finally, from Robson, and of course this was coming, I hate how Americans call football soccer stupid fat bastards.
Well, it's called soccer for a reason, because we already have football. We invented football.
I'm going to have to give it to them, though. I mean, we are like the only ones that call it that shit. And like, as far as football, they have rugby, which is way fucking tougher than us. They're just like grabbing balls, poking eyes, and biting each other. Like, no fucking pads, no helmets.
I agree there. I think football is for...
Yeah.
I
didn't play football.
My problem with football is like 1% of the game involves a foot on a ball.
True. That's very
It should really be called like toss ball.
Yeah, but it more refers to them carrying the ball and running, like the foot part of it.
But then it should be
that
like
that is fucking true. You can use your foot in football.
You don't
hardly
use, you use your foot in soccer.
You're
constantly
standing the whole time. You're using your foot.
Well, then so running? Then baseball
like a
is
foot
football.
Soldier. What do you call a foot soldier? Somebody who walks on the ground and moves, right?
Well, shouldn't basketball
what does
be football?
Have to do a soldier. Basketball is foot.
Okay,
foot basket.
How about why don't we call it goal ball? Because you have to get to the goal. We have baseball
or
where you have
ball.
To get to the base.
You
and we
tackle
have...
ball.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to agree with Dave. That's fucking crazy. I never thought about that. You know why I didn't think about it? Because I don't care about football at
That's
fucking all.
That's very true.
You don't care
all.
About football
could,
or soccer?
I could either. I don't care about American football.
It's like NASCAR.
I couldn't name 10 teams.
The only thing you want to see is a wreck. You know, like Dale Earnhardt on fire.
And then there went your whole fan base, Brad. All the blue-collar men just fell off.
Fuck them.
they still like my guns, man.
I think we definitely need to have a deeper conversation about sports on a future show.
I'm going to be sick
I
that
think
day.
All of us hate sports.
We can go
I don't hate
it.
Sports. I played sports. I just hate watching sports.
We could just be. Yeah, I like watching live sports, actually. Like, I'll go to hockey games, but I wouldn't watch some shit on TV at all.
I yeah. love the Olympics.
Really?
Yeah, the Olympics are good.
I love the Olympics.
That's
because
awesome. your country is going against other countries. Like, there's a prestige there, you know?
It's the same thing. It's just a giant version of, like, nationalism versus, like, I love the Raiders or something.
Yeah but I know
that,
like... What's
your favorite part of gymnastics, or Olympics, the gymnastics?
No. My favorite part of the Olympics, although...
Men's rings.
Gymnastics are awesome. That thing where you, like, ski and then target shoot while you're all exhausted out in the winter.
What? They have that?
Yeah. They ski for like a kilometer and they have a rifle on their back. And while they're all tired and exhausted, they drop to the ground and do target shooting. And then they get back up and ski and then they drop and do target shooting. It's the most amazing thing ever.
I've actually honestly never heard of that.
It's badass.
I heard they
it's
got
so
rid of wrestling.
Bad.
Like wrestling's out and that's still fucking in.
That's
bullshit.
Awesome, man. Wrestling sucks.
That is like the oldest sport. It's what started the Olympics.
Yeah,
probably.
It is what started the Olympics.
Yep. And it's out. So is women's softball, I think.
But as long as we still have curling, that's really what the spirit of the games is about.
A curling, bunch of, have you
a
fucking
bunch
curled?
Of fat Canadians scraping ice with a broom.
That's two stabs to Canada.
Canada.
I always call it Canada. That's three stabs.
Two stabs to my Canadian brothers.
Jordan just turned it off.
Fuck Jordan.
I like Jordan.
I'll edit that out later, Brent.
Please do.
It's like, fuck.
I want everyone to like us.
Yeah. So let's get into that's the news.
That was today. The Derpa Derpa.
That's the news.
Yep, and we're going on to the Derpa Derpa. Derpa.
So let's look at Derpa Derpa. One of my interests, and I think it'll come out on the show a lot, is I'm always fascinated with technology. I'm always interested in where it came from, how it's growing, what the consequences are for the future. It's one of the reasons I write science fiction and I study science fiction, because I'm always curious about where technology is going to go. And as I started to research technology a while ago, one of the first places I ran into was DARPA, right? And do you guys know much about DARPA?
Yeah, it's funny you mention that, because my favorite things to talk about is dirt and rocks and carving knives out of bone.
Are you setting the precedent that you know nothing about DARPA, that you're the normal, average, everyday Joe?
That's what I said. You didn't catch that?
I thought you were just harkening back to your homeboy in Iran who lives in a hole and never takes a shower.
All I know of DARPA is just the robotics part of it, because it was kind of interesting to me. Everything, it's just like that they're the evil, creepy science, you know, fringe.
They do weird, creepy stuff.
Yeah.
So DARPA is, again, quite a mouthful, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, right? And before I even talk about what DARPA is, the one thing that I want to say is that they spend billions of dollars a year basically backing fringe science, things that no one else is backing, things that no one else is investing in or researching. Most of what they invest in doesn't pay off. The things that they support and throw millions of dollars at don't work, fall apart, didn't quite do their thing. It has no Senate or government accountability, and it's able to skirt laws that other, like the National Science Foundation and bigger organizations, they have to follow very strict laws of who they give money to, and they have to prove that it was of merit. DARPA doesn't really have to do any of that. They just give away money every year towards research to fund things that they think are going to be of interest to the United States government. So before I go into specifically
the military is what I read. The only thing I read about them, and this was on purpose, was to
did you ever accidentally read something?
I accidentally read this stuff because I don't really read.
I read this shit on purpose.
I fucking read this shit on purpose.
You're well.
But I just kind of roughly just looked at what they were. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I got out of it, was they changed their name like 8 times, from ARPA to DARPA to ARPA to DARPA, ARPA yes. again.
Did you know that?
And now it's DARPA.
Yes, but and it was once.
No, it was 1958. No, 1958 they changed it. They started as ARPA.
They started as ARPA. I know that much.
And then they went to DARPA. 1993. Somewhere in the 1975 or something, they changed to DARPA. Then in 1993, they went back to ARPA. And then 1996, they went back to DARPA.
Yep. Oh, I didn't know. I thought they were ARPA and then switched to DARPA.
That
once.
Did happen, so but then they like, yeah, went they went back and forth. So because they weren't always roughly defense. Like during periods of like where it wasn't that, they were just the advanced research, you know.
Right.
But the D denotes defense, where it gets all militarized and scary.
So then the first question before we look at any of what DARPA has done in general, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Should we have an agency that's part of the United States government that gives away billions of dollars a year with no oversight, funding things most of which fail and don't come to fruition? Is that good? I mean, what's the thought on that
I think
as a
so.
General premise?
I think so, because they're trying to keep us ahead of other countries' technologies.
Yeah, I think that you have to get rid of all the things that don't work to find the thing that does work. Like, you're going to have to trial and error. Like, stuff has to happen. I mean, it's a slippery slope, obviously, with not having any accountability. But and I think I read about it when I was looking it up, that they go and find a problem that exists. Like, it's not like they're just making shit and hoping people will want it. You know,
right.
Like, you know, Microsoft makes Windows or something and then imposes it upon you and says, here's a tool, we may learn how to use it. DARPA goes by their thing and says, there's a need for this. Can we make this happen somehow? Like, can we make submarines invisible by putting bubble wrap around them? Like, weird shit. And so sometimes that's not going to work. But I do think you have to fail probably before you can succeed a lot.
And I think you're getting on to a lot of what their supposed mission statement is. I think what you said, Brad, actually, like, the tagline on their website is, quote, creating and preventing strategic surprise. Like, that's one of DARPA's points, is creating and preventing strategic surprise, which is kind of vague and ominous and awesome.
Yes, yeah. I saw a cool thing where they divided it into like four quadrants, and they like wrote on paper, and it was like technology for existing missions. And then it was technology for missions that don't exist. And then technology, unexisting technology for unexisting missions. Like, they have this whole thing. So they think about every possible aspect. Like, can the Soviet Union have this thing? And if they did have this crazy thing that didn't exist, what thing do we have that doesn't exist to stop it? So they do like, yeah, it's like really weird.
And part of what they do, so they have every year right now, they have $3.2 billion a year to fund projects. DARPA doesn't have labs. They don't do their own research. Like, it's not like there's a DARPA building that's doing these inventions. It's purely a place that funds other people's research for the military. That's
I think there is one DARPA building somewhere.
Well, there's a building, but they don't.
It's not where magic's happening.
They don't do research themselves. Yeah. They fund other, mostly through universities and through corporations. But part of what they do is they say that they don't, their goal is to, and this is from a guy named Michael Goldblatt, who's the director of the Defense Sciences Office, which is part of DARPA. And he says that their goal is to add credibility to incredible fields and then move on. So like in the 1960s, they wanted to add credibility to computer science. So they did all this stuff, and some of what they invented ended up being the computer mouse, the personal desk computer station. They built the internet because they saw computers have potential, and they wanted to take this field that no one takes seriously, infuse it with enough money to have innovation, and now we take that field seriously. And that's part of what DARPA does. They don't, like you said, they'll take, you know, can we make a sub invisible by wrapping it up in bubble wrap? They don't take regular research things. If you said, hey, I have a way to make a car engine 7% more efficient, they'd be like, that's fucking great. Good luck. I hope you pull that off. But if you said, I can make a car engine that works on photosynthesis, they'd be like, fuck it. Here's $3 million. Let's make that happen. Like, they throw money at shit no one else will throw money at. And hopefully it's not just pie in the sky. Like, you need proof of concept and a lot of research to back up that your stuff is legit. But this is how DARPA operates, right?
Yeah, so that they made the ARPANET, and then they had the first router. They created the first actual computer network, and then it was for defense.
Yes.
And then it grew from there, and then it became the internet that we know, that is now the web. And it's, you know, they did pioneer that. It's really neat.
Because the whole point of the ARPANET was they wanted a defensive communication system for America. So, you know, Soviet era, nuclear bombs dropping. They're worried that if a nuke blows up New York, then they'll lose a major communications hub. But the way the internet works, if you're in Chicago, you've got a link to New York, to DC, to Denver, to San Francisco. And if the Russians decide to nuke DC and they hate, I don't know, home breweries and walking paths, they'll destroy Denver as well, but you still have a link directly to other cities. And that was where the ARPANET started. But then in the 1970s, the guy who was in charge of the ARPANET wanted to create what he called the Intergalactic Computer Network. This guy named JCR Licklider, which is a very unfortunate last name. But he said, and this is in the 1960s, he said that he envisions that through DARPA's investments, we will have people using at-home computers that will shop, bank, search libraries, do their taxes, and enjoy cultural and sporting events.
Wow.
And he saw that shit in the 1960s, right? So I instantly wonder a question, and I want to know from you guys, like, if they invented the internet, how much have they changed your life? Like, what's something on the internet? Like, in the last, let's just say 5 years, in the last 5 years, what's an internet invention that right now you do all the time that you couldn't have done 5 years ago that's like made your life better?
Amazon, hands down. I never fucking go to the store if I don't have to. Like, okay. I never go to the store. Okay. I just press a button on my phone and the big brown truck brings that shit the next day. Like, that's the best thing ever. Shoes, underwear, mayonnaise, wrenches, it doesn't fucking matter. It's on Amazon and I can get it the next day for $4 more. And I love it. And thank you, Dave, actually, for getting me to do that.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Yeah, that was life-changing.
I got you addicted to Amazon.
Hi, guys. I'm back. What did I miss?
So what's something that is on the net just in the last 5 years?
Our website is www.com. And you can go there and see things.
What's in that can you're drinking? Are you okay?
I'm fucking fine.
It's not.
Right. I was dreaming about fucking football and fucking.
Brad never physically left the desk for those.
No, he didn't.
You can't
he
see.
They're lying. I was off.
It was on a vision quest
in the background.
Okay, so let me talk about a specific DARPA project, and I want to ask you at the end which of these you would want yourself. These are all real things that DARPA is working on right now. And I think looking at some of the things they're honestly working on is going to set us up for what I'm going to have us play, which is DARPA or bullshit here in a second, to look at some of the other things DARPA is currently working on.
I okay. want goat ranch.
If metal legs isn't an option, I don't even want to hear it.
Okay, so let's take a look. One of the things they're working on is what they call the metabolically dominant combat soldier. This is a project that DARPA is working towards. So here's some of the things. I've got a list of items that they've currently already perfected or are working on strongly. First is a pain vaccine.
Wait. DARPA or bullshit? So are we?
We're not doing DARPA or bullshit yet. I'm just right now. Okay. I'm explaining. Thinking,
are these going to be fake?
No,
or real?
These are real DARPA technologies, and we each get to pick one that we would have.
So a second ago, I thought Brad was joking about being somewhere else, but he's still fucking lost right now. He was joking about like that, but now he's legitimately not paying attention.
Metabolically dominant combat soldier. Pain vaccine. They invented a pain vaccine that blocks intense pain in less than 10 seconds. They give you an injection. It costs about $400 for an injection. The injection lasts for 30 days. And when you feel pain, you only feel intense pain for 10 seconds, and then it goes away so you can think about other things.
I think feeling pain is a part of life, and it makes you feel alive.
So deep, Brad. So.
I'm going to reject that.
You don't want the pain vaccine?
No. Okay.
You only get one.
No, is the there pain, you know, side effects,
the
obviously?
The pain vaccine is for pussies.
Okay.
I'm going to pass.
I'm sure there's horrible side effects.
Yeah.
For Christ's sake.
I mean, for like, yeah, what I'm doing, I don't need that.
Right.
I think that I was going to say you need pain. It's important because if you touch a hot pan, you're going to burn yourself and you need to know, but you got 10 seconds of it. And that's probably all that's really necessary.
Well, yeah, that's kind of it.
Yeah. Didn't
you have to tend to a wound. I guess you got your legs something broken, like that. Don't walk on it. You know?
What's it called? When you had your first child, you got an epidural, right?
Oh man. Where are you at today?
Next, something they're working on, and we would give you a coupon. You have a coupon for this in case this should come up later in life. They've got a way that they use photobiomodulation of UV light, whatever the fuck that means, and they can restore blinded, burned, and damaged retina function in 5 to 24 hours.
I just want a photobiomodulation t-shirt because I want people to think I'm really smart. They'll be like, what the fuck is photobiomodulation?
So you can get a coupon. At some point, if your retinas are damaged, you get a free retina fix.
Is this like three wishes from the genie? Do we get to hear them all first, though?
Okay, yeah, I'll hear them all first. Next is DARPA has controlled bleeding, and this is kind of strange. The one isn't strange. They inject very small magnets into your bloodstream, and then they can align a magnetic wave over your body that makes the magnets coagulate at the cut so you don't bleed. But they've also invented a mental training regime that lets you learn how to concentrate so you can stop yourself from hemorrhaging.
And we're not playing the bullshit game.
No, we're not playing. This is real.
I want to call bullshit on this.
All of these examples come from a book called Radical Evolution by Joel Giroux. These are all things that DARPA is currently doing or has already done.
So I got a quick clot in my range bag. So
that counts as a.
So you don't need.
No.
That's really impressive.
Again, coupon for future use. They can grow. They're regrowing limbs now. They can already regrow fingers and digits. They can grow organs. So you could get a coupon for a future limb or organ regrowth.
What the fuck's the deal with the coupons?
Well, because right now you don't have anything cut off. You're picking one that you want. I haven't, you don't have an arm cut off, so you don't need a restored arm. But if I gave you a coupon, hey, if your arm ever got cut off.
So we purchased the coupon. We purchased the coupon and you get to keep it?
Yes.
What happens if you lose the coupon?
It's a digital code that you can re-download later.
You know there's not really a coupon, right, Brad? That's part of Dave's game?
Yes.
There's not really a coupon that DARPA's selling.
Well, I'm just saying because the coupon thing was throwing me off.
We're going to meet for breakfast next time before this happens and make sure you're okay.
And sleep is the final category for the metabolically dominant soldier. They've figured out ways that the dolphin never stops swimming. And when it sleeps, only half of its brain goes to sleep and the other half stays awake so it can keep swimming and being awake. And they're figuring out ways to recircuit the human brain so that soldiers don't have to sleep for up to 5 days because one part of their brain stays awake while the rest of it sleeps.
Clearly, I want that one. That's the one I want.
So again, pain vaccine, a coupon for future vision restoration, an ability to stop yourself from bleeding, a coupon for future limb regrowth, or the need to not have to sleep for 5 days. You can pick one of those. Which would you pick and why?
I know what I want.
What do you want?
I want the fucking sleep thing. I'll figure out the rest of that shit by myself if I don't have to sleep for 5 days. Is there some big recoup? How long do I have to sleep? Just one night will catch me up?
I think that's what it says, yeah.
Done. Sleep for sure. I'll figure the rest of that out myself. I'll make fucking magnet blood because I won't have to sleep anymore. I have all that extra time to be a mad scientist.
The magnet blood, so I get shot. What's the time frame on me stopping myself from bleeding?
You inject yourself and then hold a magnet over the wound.
So it just clot automatically?
That would pretty much be my thought. It might already be in your system. I think it might already be in your system. Oh. You just
saying that you can train yourself.
Yeah, that's the other one.
That'd be the cool
think
one.
And stop yourself from bleeding.
They've been working on that.
That's pretty cool. That's like a superpower.
That's a superpower.
For real,
I think I would take that one.
That's pretty good.
I can sleep.
So the thought.
Yeah, too bad while you're sleeping, I'll just fucking stab you and you won't be able to think about not bleeding because you'll be dead.
I'm already half asleep. I'd toss and turn all night. I'd probably toss and kick you in the face when you snuck in my room.
I think I would have to go with the sleep as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Although I don't know if like half of my brain is asleep, like what half?
Yeah, well, some nights
like that's the question. Like
it's every other week you're creative or logical, so that's probably what it is. Yeah,
the shitting and pissing half. So just part of the week you shit and piss yourself, and then Keisha comes over and eats it.
Okay, so now let me throw out a chunk of other legitimate things that DARPA has invented just to help set the stage of exactly the kind of weird shit they've done and what they've invented, and then we will play DARPA or bullshit. So other things that DARPA has funded or invented: the internet, email, the computer mouse, the entire computer graphics industry started because of them, large-scale integrated circuits, speech recognition, language recognition, the Unix operating system. And they were instrumental in the GPS, cell phones, night vision, weather satellites, spy satellites, the rockets that took us to the moon because NASA is an offshoot of DARPA, telesurgery, fuel cells they use in hybrid cars, stealth technology, particle beam weapons, EMP weapons, predator drones. Brad will be happy to know they helped to build the M16 rifle, and they also created Hellfire missiles.
Did you see how dark that transitioned? It started.
It started with
nice, normal, useful stuff, and then it ended with the Hellfire missile.
Yes, it does.
It, like, you could see it was like drones, scary shit. Like it got worse. Yeah,
I don't know. I think that the technology, the computers and shit, are just as bad. They create all kinds of issues and problems.
Well, I think they solve more problems than they create problems.
So do guns. That's another show. A problem solver.
Another show, another debate.
That's another show. Okay, so now that we've set the stage, we understand how crazy DARPA is, the type of shit they're doing right now, what they've done in the past. I want to play DARPA or bullshit. Some of these are things that I've made up, and some of these are things that DARPA is actually currently researching or has actually completed their research on.
Are we keeping score?
We are going to keep score, but now you guys have to decide what
consequence. Fuck.
The consequence.
I had enough anxiety about this thing.
I want to fucking punch Brent.
No, so we already took that off the table.
No, that was between you and Brent.
No, that's
true. If
he
agrees.
Okay, I'm going to vote no.
Okay.
All right.
Done. Since on the one episode you wanted a meter built in your arm to show how hard you punch while people twitch, I'm going to say no.
Blowjobs?
No. Why are you volunteering that? You want that? I'm gonna. You might lose.
I'm gonna fucking win.
That's a no to blowjobs as well.
What is it? We get to pull a beard hair out.
Is it gonna be a fucking yank pinch? Like you're gonna get a chunk and I'm gonna have a big old bald spot? This shit took a long time to be this shabby.
Pliers. Just get what you can grab with pliers. That'll fucking hurt.
Are we that show? Are we Jackass? I don't know if we want to do pulling
beard. I'm the one saying shit. You're over there.
Last time it was like talking a funny voice, and now you want to knock me out.
I'm
like,
just saying, like, what's your option?
Throw something out. Yeah.
I'm too busy on defense right now. I'm trying not to give blowjobs and have my beard yanked out with pliers.
That I think that's the quote of the week.
I can't even creatively think for a second. I'm dodging bullets.
Okay,
over here.
Okay. The prize is pure honor.
Okay, there you go.
Whoever wins, whoever wins,
bragging rights.
Wins. You get right. Bragging rights.
All right.
Okay, so DARPA or bullshit?
I win.
Did DARPA create remote viewing?
No.
What's that George Clooney goat movie?
And you know what remote viewing is? Mm-hmm. A guy named Ingo Swann. Supposedly he right. can train people so that they can see locations across the globe. He says it's not a psychic power and that everybody can be taught this skill. Was that a DARPA creation or was that not?
No.
I'm going to say they were involved. That's some weird shit.
So Brad says no, and Brent, you say yes. That was a DARPA initiative.
That's what I said. Point for me.
Are we keeping track?
I was going to, but our names both start with B. Score. And then keep I was like, I'll just do the next letter. I was like, dang, both start with BR. And then I got lost on the third letter.
You could write the whole name.
V-T. Taylor. V.
You could write the whole name.
Fantasticals.
That's a good idea.
That's, yeah.
My name is horribly long, Brent.
I know.
Okay, second. DARPA has figured out a way to stop any living pathogen, including the cold, the flu, Black Death, anthrax, or malaria.
Mercury.
No.
Yes.
They have. It's called the Unconventional Pathogen Countermeasures, and it's currently undergoing human trials. They have a way that they can kill any virus or bacteria once it is inside a human host, no matter how deadly.
This DARPA is bullshit.
That would mean they have a cure for AIDS, then.
They don't have a cure for AIDS. They have a way to destroy AIDS.
Yeah, that's fucking obvious.
That's a cure.
Is it a cure?
Yeah, you killed AIDS. It's
gone. You fucking incinerate people.
They destroy it in your body.
Yeah. Just letting people die then.
Yeah.
But it's in human that trials. Is okay. They've worked on a way to eliminate the need for soldiers to poop by introducing an algae into the intestines that feeds on the poop and secretes enzymes and oxygen as waste.
Where?
Where what?
Like you drool?
You fucking sweat it out and then
keep it. No, it creates enzymes that your body in some way uses and it creates just extra oxygen that goes into your blood supply.
Yeah, you sweat it out and then you still comes
have,
and licks
you. Still have to poop, but you don't have to poop as much.
So they've cut back on the poop.
Yes.
They give you a constipation pill.
Hmm.
And then your body eats it.
Is that DARPA or bullshit?
Call me Keisha, but I'm going with no.
I'm going to say yes again. Pooping's a problem. If soldiers didn't have to shit. I mean, that's probably a deal. Like dropping trousers. I said trousers. I wouldn't have said trousers. You didn't have to say that. I didn't say it on purpose. That just rolled out.
So you lower your pantaloons.
Yeah, like in wartime, since they're worried about that, I think taking shits, you know, you got 50,000 soldiers in Iraq. That's a lot of poop. Like you got a fucking, they're got outhouses everywhere. Andy Gump is making tons of money. I don't know.
So Brad says false. Brent says true.
I think true.
It is bullshit.
Fuck.
I made that one up.
Literally bullshit.
Made that one up.
You made that up, but now it exists next year.
Now it's out there. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I should get DARPA.
Solid makeup. That, yeah. Algae and the excretion of oxygen and all that.
I do what I can.
It's basically like a septic tank in your belly.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Did DARPA eliminate the need for soldiers to eat for 3 to 5 days at a time?
You can already not eat for 3 to 5 days.
Without suffering any adverse effects.
You can. You could probably do that. You could fast for 4 or 5 days. You just can't not have water.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you're going to have blood sugar crashes. You're not going to be mentally efficient.
I'm saying no. That seems easy to do, but I'm going to say
created a way like they take a supplement instead? Or what? Like, what is this process?
I'm not saying anymore.
How about we argue more? Yes or no, motherfucker?
What'd you say?
No.
You said no?
Yeah.
Then I say yes.
They have. It's part of their metabolically dominant soldier pack, and they figured out ways to hack the mitochondria in your muscles so that they're more efficient at burning fuel. And the concept is they send soldiers into battle overweight, and then their body just naturally uses the fat to fuel everything, and they've got a way to do it.
Boom, point for me.
No, you said...
has DARPA created a robot made out of frog muscles that can swim on its own?
No.
I say no on that one, too. And I want to say yes. I'm saying no.
Yes.
So Brad, Brad is saying yes. Brent is saying no.
Okay.
Yes. They call it the Lox Box, and it can swim autonomously for up to 20 hours.
Is the eater on here? Did you mention the eater?
The eater?
You don't even know about the eater?
I don't know.
I'm going to interrupt for a second. They made a robot that can eat organic material to power itself, meaning it can eat plant matter and or meat, like dead bodies.
Okay.
And it's called the eater. It's some kind of creepy robot thing that rolls around and it just eats shit to power itself. And that's real.
That's horrible.
Yeah. So it doesn't primarily eat meat, but it can eat meat.
It's like an angry goat.
Yeah, which leaves it open to like dead bodies. Yeah. It's just a robot that rolls around and can eat dead bodies to power itself.
Sleeping children.
Right. Okay. I've got a couple more.
I should get a point for that.
No.
Yeah,
you should take away a point because you interrupted Dave.
I'm sorry, Dave.
That's okay. A glucose to glycogen hack where they get muscles to directly accept highly modified corn syrup as fuel instead of glycogen.
Yes.
No.
Brad says no. Brent says yes.
Final answer.
That is bullshit.
Fuck. That seems so real. We all live on corn syrup already.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's so delicious.
I say bullshit. I say that already works.
Yep.
It doesn't work.
Everybody does it at the grocery store.
Did DARPA create programmable shape-shifting metal like the T-1000 in the Terminator movies?
I saw an interview where someone said, literally, we have Terminator shit. But so like ferrofluid, like you're saying it's like a metallic metal that will conform to specific shapes. I say yes.
It's a programmable shape-shifting metal.
I say yes. Because I, in my mind, can conceptualize how that's possible with ferrofluid.
No.
That is DARPA. They call it claytronics.
Yeah, point for me. Boom.
Yeah, if you haven't seen ferrofluid, look that up. That's kind of cool.
Here's one that I'm interested with to see what Brad thinks because he loves this movie franchise so much.
Fight Club.
They've built a coalescing photonic laser tunnel that acts as a quote-unquote hard laser or a lightsaber.
Are you talking about fucking Star Wars?
That I am. It's your
son
favorite
of a
movie.
Bitch. You're a cocksucker. That's your favorite.
Did they create a coalescing photonic laser tunnel?
I say yes. And I want a t-shirt with that too.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I just say yes, it's pussy like Dave did. No, they didn't. Star Wars is fake.
That is bullshit. But it sounded good, didn't it?
It did sound good. I thought I was going to be wrong for sure, but
I'm pretty sure I saw something on Discovery Channel where they had a lightsaber-esque thing, like a plasma gas, but maybe it wasn't called what you made
it was
up.
That was a pink dildo.
Still, you made it up, yeah.
Okay, I've got two more. These are the final two. Have they figured out a way to make people not need to breathe, in fact, be able to sprint for 15 minutes on one breath of air?
Yes.
I want to say yes, but are we tied?
We are tied right now. It's 4-4.
4-4.
We have one more, too. I'm locking in both of your yeses, and that is a true.
Yeah.
He did that on purpose to make a tiebreaker.
I did that on purpose to make a tiebreaker.
Because Brad was wavering. What I like about Brad's strategy is he just disagrees, so as long as I answer first with a solid, probable, correct answer,
Well, I could do what they do on game shows. If you ever watch a game show, it's like, oh, in the first round, every question is worth a point. In the last round, every question is worth a million. No matter what your score is going to the last 30 seconds, the last 30 seconds
are the loser better. Loses everything. The winner wins everything.
They're working on nanotechnology called respirocytes, which they would inject into the bloodstream, and they would basically all hold on to an oxygen molecule.
I saw that. It's artificial red blood cells.
And then whenever you need the oxygen, it just releases through your body. So you could sprint for 15 minutes on one breath of air, and then all you would have to do is hyperventilate for 5 minutes afterwards, and then recharge. You'd be totally fine.
Yeah, I accidentally read about that.
That's awesome. Whoops.
Then the last one, does DARPA have an office that they call time reversal methods?
Go ahead, Brent.
I've got a couple more. If we tie, I'll throw out a tiebreaker.
I'm going to say yes, because I want that to exist.
An office of time reversal methods.
Time reversal methods. Like, that's, I'm going to say no.
I think there's some weird quantum physics thing that, like, they're doing something with 1 second or some bullshit that counts.
Time is made up by us. Like, it just passes. Like, there's no way to go back to it.
Okay.
So that would be if you believe that you could go back 1 second, then that would mean you could go back 1,000 years. And I
think there's going to be some quantum nanosecond thing justified.
Yeah, maybe. But as much as I want to believe that, I just think that it's got to be bullshit.
Quantum physics. Let's hear it.
It is true. DARPA has an office of time reversal methods. The author of the book that I got a lot of this from, named Joel Giraud, did a tour of the DARPA building. And when he got to that office, the guy giving him the tour said that he didn't have security clearance to go anywhere near it. But it says on the door, time reversal methods.
So they have an office, but nothing, you don't know that anything exists.
Well, they're funding.
Because you know, a trick question.
You know what happens though? It's
question. As soon as you DMV.
As soon as you get clearance, if you walk in there, you jump back.
You just start repeating.
You lost your clearance.
Oh, maybe he already did get clearance and he walked in the room and lost it.
Whoop. 10 seconds. It's all it takes.
That might have been just a visual thing to trip people out.
I would do that. If I worked at DARPA. Yeah. Oh, there's an interviewer coming. Yeah. What can we put on the door?
Yeah, that would make sense. Totally. These guys are super smart and they could just put shit out there and be like, check out this shit. And you're like, holy fuck. Like,
the office of ghost busting.
Yeah, you can. Slimer's room. Awesome. Yeah.
I would put a label that just said fancy tech. Just a doily under the thing. It just says fancy tech. No. Like, I can't talk about that.
So my ultimate question while looking at DARPA is, should this thing exist? Not just thinking for Merca, but for the world in general. I mean, obviously a lot of really good things have come from the research that they throw out, but at the same time we have Hellfire missiles and Patriots and, you know, tracking for nuclear missiles. I mean, looking at these things, looking at robots made out of frog muscles, looking at hacking a human being so they don't need to breathe and they can't bleed, is there stuff that they're doing where they're crossing a line? Are there technologies that we should not be pursuing because their consequences are so dangerous?
I think it's really difficult because obviously everything we have technologically is owed to that clearly. But it was pretty obvious when you listed that down that it was a slippery slope to evil. Like, I think that maybe there has to be a certain level of transparency, but at the same time, there's the old national security, can't let the Soviet Union have it too. Or maybe if we all knew, we'd be on equal playing field, you know, if everything was just transparent and open source. If they had it, we have it. It's better.
If we know about it, then everybody knows about it. You know what I mean? Right. If myself knows about it, then chances are China knows, you know what I mean? Soviet Union knows, or whatever they are now, Russia. But I don't think so. I think the missiles and stuff, that's not scary. That's what's protected us. That's what's made this country impenetrable so far, besides the borders now that they're open. But I don't think it's scary at all. I think the stuff they have to do. They have to go over and beyond the line. They have to cross it in order to create something that's worthy.
I think it's scary as fuck. They have like sentinel robots that are going to be autonomous and roaming around with guns. Like, have you looked at those pack of crazy fucking things?
I recommend any listener to just do a search on DARPA robotics and find the crazy shit.
They have
shit
a cheetah that runs 28 miles an hour. It's scary as fuck. They have that pack
mule
thing.
Is that DARPA or is that Google? That's the Boston.
That's Boston Dynamics on behalf of DARPA, the DARPA funded project. But that pet man thing, it can traverse like an obstacle course, and it looks creepy. It has like some stuff holding it up, sort of, but I think they said they can take that tether off. I mean, we're like 10 years away from creepy, chappy guys running around with guns and shit.
Yeah, the tether is the power supply. I think they're having an issue powering a human robot.
Well,
yeah,
legit
power.
While I was doing this, I thought about something, and I was like, what's crazy is we're necessary right now. Like, we are necessary. We are a workforce for the world, right? We don't have robots that can replace us yet. Tons of factory assembly lines. You see it with, like, General Motors, all the car things, all the factory stuff. They put robots in place, and then all those jobs get laid off, but then we get jobs in tech. Not everybody's techie. Not everybody's intelligent enough to do that or acclimated to that type of industry. I think it was Apple just placed an order for 4 million assembly robots. So all those jobs in China, although they may be shitty, horrible jobs that people are jumping off of Foxconn buildings and shit, it's still jobs for like 1 million people. So now they're replacing those with robots. And as that happens and DARPA technology moves forward, it'll be the police force. It'll be the military force. It'll be autonomous. It will replace McDonald's. You will literally go up there. It's almost fucking there. You just press, I want the number 5, swipe your card, and then some shit will slide out on a tray, and maybe one guy's overseeing that whole thing.
Yeah, then what's the point of us? You know what I mean?
Then we're not necessary. Yeah, we're just fucking like
Neither is the machine. You know what I mean? Like, if we're not necessary, the machine's not necessary.
Maybe,
but we don't
need
McDonald's to feed us with robots if we're not there or have no purpose.
And that's where, the whole conspiracy, like, depopulation, eugenics, FEMA camp, like, maybe they're just going to fucking get rid of us. You know what I mean?
For what, though? Like,
so the 500,000 elite can live on a fucking paradise island and have robots cater to their every fucking needs?
But at the same time, I mean, what if we had a fleet of 1 million farming robots and we had a fleet of 1 million cooking robots? DARPA didn't invent it, but it just went on. It's going to go on the market in 2017. A robot that can cook 2,000 recipes, and you can just throw them in your kitchen, and you've got this going. But if we've got robots that can farm, robots that can bring the food, if we've got robots that can do all this stuff, in theory, if they can provide free food, free power, build free shelter for people, do the poor people in the third world need to have a bullshit sweatshop job if the robots are growing efficient food and delivering it to them?
Gotta have people to fix the robots.
Yeah, that utopian society thing never works, though. Like, we cannot continue on, like, exponential population growth on limited resources. It won't work. I think that one of a couple things is going to happen. Either virtual environments will come into play, and we'll all just put on goggles or plug in, and it won't matter because we'll be in a new virtual space. Mm-hmm. So you and I could be 2 feet apart in a pod, and it doesn't matter because we're running around with six packs, fucking eating steak and swimming at the beach or whatever, you know, your ideal of paradise is. You can log into these servers. It's already happening with, you know, Minecraft or something on, you know, whatever games everybody plays. That's happening. And I think that people are, as it becomes more real, are going to spend more and more time in there. And as far as food, if it looks real, it's the whole Matrix thing. Like, if what you touch, what you taste, what you feel, what you hear, what you breathe, if it looks just as real, but it's awesome and you're not fat there and sick and you can walk because you were paralyzed, you're not going to fucking come out, only if you have to earn money to continue doing that. And there will be some weird microeconomy, and it'll just, everyone can just sit in their pod and it won't matter. And as far as food and sustenance, you won't have to have an agricultural industry. You'll have Soylent Green or some weird fucking thing where you drink a shake, you're cool for 24 hours. We just talked about the whole, like, all those kinds of things are happening. You'll drink a shake. You won't even need to take up that much oxygen because we got super nano red blood cells, and you'll just sit in a fucking pod with some goggles on or something and do whatever you want all day.
I think that actually reminds me of a really awesome novel that I read recently called Chama, New Mexico. Oh, sorry, that I wrote recently called Chama, New Mexico, that I think people should buy and read.
You should check it out. I'm on page 60, but I suck at sitting through a book. Like, I have gotten to page 60.
I'll be honest.
How many pages are there? How far do I got?
There's a lot of pages.
Still a
lot
of pages?
I'll be honest. Yeah.
Brad's going to accidentally read that shit.
No, I'm on the cover. No, I mean,
whoops.
I'm on the cover. Have I made it very far?
Okay.
Okay. No, I think I mean, you could be right, Brent. Who knows? But I think that our differences as humans and as people, regardless if they have a different point of view than you or not, is what makes us great. Like, I think that's what makes life worth it. Because if you're just sitting there and everything's perfect, what's the point?
Yeah.
Everything's going to be perfect.
If there's like, no struggle, you have no ambition struggle, to overcome exactly, and innovate right. and create and invent.
And then there's no feeling of overcoming, you know.
There's that fifth element scene where they break the jar and the things come out. And without destruction, you can't have creation. Without a problem, you can't have a solution.
And I think that's kind of I think that's where I'm at. Like, that stuff would be cool for a minute, but I think if that was your life, if that was your life and you could just get anything you wanted at any time, that'd be cool for a minute or for a month.
Well, but you know what? I mean, who's to say that the virtualized thing doesn't still it could still be life. It could still be fucked up. You can play the level where there's consequences, maybe. Maybe
what's the point? Just live
but
life.
But I don't know. I promised more nerd shout outs. I think about like the Star Trek universe, right? The universe that Gene Roddenberry created. And the whole point is there's no money because everyone gets everything that they want materially. And the world is a utopia because we've got people like instead of me having to worry about working to pay my rent and buy my food and get medicine for my family, I can spend the day on self-improvement, on creating art, on doing things that I find satisfying and that might help the world. I could devote my life to, I mean, whatever I want to do, I could do it because all my material needs are met. To me, that
I think that would be
awesome.
Cool for a while, but I think that long term, because we can't even envision it, because we have like 75 years to do this shit and then it's over, that it would still get bored. Like if you're a vampire and you lived through all the fucking wars and did all that shit, it still gets old. I think it would in 100 years you'd be over art. Or you'd be badass and you painted every fucking thing.
Then you would do something. It's like, I'm going to paint art. Yeah. And then 20 years later, I'm bored with it. I'm going to become a fucking martial arts master.
Totally, yeah.
And 20 years after that, I'm just going to become a master carpenter. And
I think that depends on your personality. Because what about a serial killer? His favorite thing to do would be to kill people.
It's not hurting anyone, though. He's in his weird thing. There will be weird, creepy servers, some underground black net server that you can do whatever you want to do, but it's not actually hurting anyone. I think that's probably what will happen, man, the whole transcendence thing. I think maybe we'll start out in a pod just being some fucking gelatinous, no muscle tone, shake drinking, plug into your video game thing, right? And do whatever you want all day. And like every time, once in a while, you got to maybe get up and do something. But I think ultimately it'll be downloading your consciousness and it'll just go into some weird server universe, but they'll still have a power button control over us or some
shit. Quite possibly.
Yeah.
That might happen.
I was just going to say, where is our governor? Because we're going long.
We've run long in this episode and I lost my bet, so I have to finish as Arnold Schwarzenegger. The show is over. The show is over. Go to Red Ridge Beard Company and Benko Skate Co. Get to the chopper. Look up Digital Creations. Download us. Like us. Give us a rating on iTunes. Wow.
This is Sofa King Podcast. Your mom's a whore.